So again, welcome everyone, and welcome to our representative from Mondale. I want to call the meeting to order. And so the first item is the agenda. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda? Betsy, do I have a second? We're on the table. Jason. Tina.
Aye.
Selma.
Aye.
Aye. And Kennedy, yes?
Yes, aye.
And Janina.
Aye.
Now, and Ladue.
Aye.
Oh, am I missing anyone else online? Oh, Denise is here. Denise. Oh, I do the name on there.
Oh.
Okay. With that, we have quorum, so we have a motion. We have the agenda. Do we have any presentations from the floor on non-agenda items? Okay, do we have any presentations from the floor on agenda items? Okay, we'll move to three discussion items and updates, and I'll pass it to Ron.
So, with a couple of new board members here, we wanted to, I'm going to ask everyone to stand up, and next with the term, we're going to do rounds of speech. You guys can talk about when you find someone. So, Mill, until you have a person you haven't normally spoken with. And then ideally, I'm sorry to push you guys, but we're going to have you mix with them too.
Because
they all talk to each other all the time. Mm-hmm. So. else when you were a kid?
Board members, if you want to stop at any point and go get food, by all means, go do that. But we also will have a pause before closed session when you're having another chance.
I'm going to move on to the principal. Is there anything else that you want to do?
I just want to thank everyone for being here. This is so exciting after 3 years. I've been staffing and communication. Knowledge that it's been 3 years since the start of the very lovely. I remember hearing a news story that said, this could take 3 to 4 years. And I thought, no way. There's no way. Here we are 3 years later, finally coming to our yeah, and so grateful to have Dr. Geneva Matthews and Alice here to represent Inglewood Middle.
Thank you for having us today.
very excited to present in front of you today highlights of our campus.
Did it work? Let me try again.
Okay. So I just came from a conference, the California African American Superintendent and Administrator Conference. They said, as we want to get as much stuff as in a short amount of time, it's important to pause, especially when you talk to your parents of your school, and let them know who you are. Even if it takes 5 minutes, but we're going to take a second just so you can see who we are. So I put pictures on slide 2, and that's me. I've been with the organization in May. I would have completed 11 years. That's a picture on the right-hand side of me in 2015. I was a school counselor. We went on our outdoor ed overnight trip to the Santa Monica Mountains. Those are our students who are now graduates from high school already. And it just talks about how we've just been here for a long time and how much I love this organization and I love our campus. And then on the left, I'm a mom of two. That's Jacob, who's 4, and Jackson, who's 2. And the quote that keeps me grounded is, if not us, then who? And if not now, then when? So now I'm going to have Danny Christalis introduce himself.
Good evening, everyone. I'm honored to be here for the first time ever at a board meeting. So I'm Danny Christalis. He's going on 8 years with the organization and the same campus, start off as a teacher, and now thankfully an AP. And the photo on the left is when I was a teacher back in 2017. My advisory, we were really adamant about like social justice. You know, there was an influx in school shootings and massacres, and that was a nationwide like walkout on that. So I really wanted to take a moment to just capitalize on this like issue. And you know, as eighth graders discovering this independence going into high school, that was incredibly like developmentally appropriate and valid to have them demonstrate this leadership and have it student led. And it encapsulated with like our entire campus like participating. Really proud of that, and just highlight that from this photo. And I am also a father. She's now 13 months, which blows my mind. She's everything to me. And these two pictures are my entire life, is being the youth, being with the youth, and now being a proud father. So thank you for having me here.
So we're going to highlight some proud additions we have to our campus. Our interdisciplinary benchmark season that is concluding as of this week. What is our SEL and beyond? So our social-emotional learning and beyond, what do we do for our students? Our charter renewal that's coming up specifically for our campus and upcoming community events. So I wanted to highlight this proud addition, Kaylin Creer. She's our ELD coordinator, and she was a January hire. The reason I wanted to highlight this is because I think as an organization, and particularly at our campus, I'm proud that we don't rush to hire. We want to make sure we're hiring the right person in front of our students. And that comes at a cost. So myself and a few others, we had to step in as ELD coordinators from July through December. But to have this individual, the right passionate individual in front of our students, she's already came in and revamped her ELD academy, supports our teachers with ELD strategies, prepares our LPAC trainings and student prep, and already updated our English learner data. And it's only March. And it was the right call to wait for the right person. And I see that time and time again with our organization. I just wanted to highlight that. Sometimes we may have gaps, but it's the right person that matters and not just filling it with a body. So I will pass it on to Mr. Christelis to talk about our interdisciplinary benchmark season because he holds that this is near and dear to his heart. He gets very excited about this.
I love this season. Short acronym is IBMs, but there's something really unique about like interdisciplinary benchmarks that the whole campus is doing. Attendance increases, like student engagement increases, the culture and the vibe on campus is so vibrant and rich, which is always it is, but it's at its peak during this time. And we just finished it. So the students have just finished their culminating like performance tasks, the CPT, and they just finished their written exam to synthesize their learning across all the disciplines and different activities and projects they did. So I just want to take a moment to highlight each of the grade levels. In sixth grade, students participated in the Silk Road Bazaar, and different groups represented different cultures along the Silk Road. And so their entire goal was to create business plans and actual artifacts, like by hand, that they would go barter and trade and hopefully make a profit. And so they participated in what it was like to be on the Silk Road. And then afterwards, they would debrief, calculate all their profits and see if they've gained a profit or had a loss, and then reflect on the experience, knowing like, oh, so this is the element that had to exist in during the Silk Road. So there's a little photo of that, like, bartering occurring. In the seventh grade, it was the omen of the Aztecs. So understanding, like, the rise and fall of the Aztec Empire, students were time travelers. So they understood that, went back in time to then demonstrate and convince the Aztec emperor, hey, these models would not only protect your food, but also from invaders, which were the Spanish at the time. And so they constructed strong towers with a little shake table to test out, like, the durability, and then presented, convinced the Aztec emperor that their design was the optimal design, and here's why, with data and information. So that was really fantastic to see. And the eighth graders were flying to Mars. Their entire mission was, hey, we're going to colonize Mars. There are three organizations that have a mission to do that. They had to come up with the optimal design based on the criteria each of those organizations had for them, depending on the mission. So using scientific calculating and like the historical precedent of labor disputes to ensure none of this is occurring within one organization and their plans, they designed them, launched them, created a plan, but also wrote counter-arguments to disprove or go against some other argument why their design is better than an opposing team's, to enhance that rebuttal and element of understanding another perspective and using evidence and analysis to do that. So it's great. It was fantastic. We're really excited to analyze all the work tomorrow. Tomorrow we're actually going to look at student work, analyze it, understand like where student successes were, any shortcomings that need to be retaught in the remaining 2 weeks, and then assess the students again and give an opportunity to show proficiency based on everything that they've been learning over the course of this year. Really exciting. It's really awesome. I love this. I miss teaching IBM, but I'm really happy to now like support all grade levels and do it. It's a wonderful time, absolutely wonderful time.
And it's great to see like students are shooting water rockets across campus, trying to get to go back into the class and figure out what didn't work and how much more water should they put inside of it and try to see if they can get it over the fence. And so it's just been an amazing time. It's also the first time since we've come back from the pandemic that parents were invited back on campus to see their presentation. They were able to come to back to school night at the high school fair, but actually see their students work. Like, we were shocked at how many parents came out in the middle of the school day, so that was great.
In the rain.
Also, attendance has been higher this last month than all school year. Students are coming in the rain, raining. Like, if it rains, we have to, like, coerce students to come. We're going to give you hot chocolate. We're going to do this. But we didn't have to do anything because IBM did it all by itself. Any questions about IBM? So we're going to talk a little bit more about our counseling department and our social-emotional learning, and we'll keep this part. Okay. So I'll let Mr. C, because it seems to be also in his wheelhouse.
Yeah.
I was
a former dean before becoming an AP, so a lot of this is always embedded, right, in everything we do, and I think, Farnell, as you highlighted it, we're still learning the impact that distance learning and our youth, and incredibly dire. Right, the mental health and emotional health of our students. So in our response for Tier 1, we offer social-emotional learning lessons in advisory. We have student clubs on campus, so during recess and lunch, just to build community and have different students come together with different interests. And we also have school-wide presentations and events. Right now, apart from the monthly assemblies and kindness and spirit weeks that we have ADAP advisory presentations, which are specific to drug prevention and smoking, which we know vaping is a massive impact on us, not only our campus, but and so at the Tier 1 level, we're trying to tackle that as much as possible on campus in like very positive ways. With that, we know that Tier 1 is going to tackle a good portion of them, but there's still going to be a portion of students that need additional support. And so in response is our counseling group. Our accounting department has created groups depending on different issues that students are navigating to then meet either on a weekly basis or biweekly, just to be able to touch point and support those students, either grief, healthy relationships, and lunchtime on campus. So we have outside organizers coming to school to support the students, which is really awesome. It's difficult to organize things for your conflict resolution mediation. Over at least 30 conflict resolutions have been successfully completed. Some are forthcoming, right, because it's just, it happens, the dynamics of middle school students and the youth. And we've had over 400 individual counseling check-ins with students. It could be long-term, short-term, one-on-one in that one time, but it's a very vibrant counseling team and discipline team that have been actively supporting our students. So.
As a former counselor, to first be the only counselor, first to have one counselor per 360 kids is still great. Normally, at some schools, we see one per 1,000. But now that we have a full-time counselor, a full-time social worker, and three counseling interns, we're able to reach so many students so we can help them social emotionally and so they can feel comfortable being into the classroom.
And here is just advisory and discipline highlights for us to look at. You know, we survey students just to see how connected they feel in our campus. And these are just some of the questions that are asked. Two major ones that are highlighted in green that we're really happy about, or three questions. Students feeling that they have a voice in the activities they do within the class, specifically their advisory classes. The green strongly agree are really high. And feeling a strong sense of community. I mean, to feel connected and feel like they're the family. And the last one we have, like, in my advisory, we discuss school issues together. Like, we want this to be vibrant, right? With student choice and activities and deciding, like, it comes with having conversations about things that are happening on campus. Students will bring it into the classroom. It's in there with them. Let's teach them to have an honest and civil conversation around it, how to process those coping mechanisms, doing it together, not standing. At the very top, what's highlighted in red, it's specific to a question about, like, mental health and emotional health. In my advisory, I'm learning about mental health issues. Now, it is high, but we have a higher, like, unsure and neither, like, it's happening. Going back to the SEL lessons, like, we haven't mandated teachers to actually give the lessons in class because we want to allow teacher choice as well, depending on the needs of their students. And so we believe that's the correlation with, like, some of the either yes or no, depending on teacher choice, but it's still strong, like, agree. Like, there's, and strongly agree that we're learning about mental health there. Still with the priority we've had in the past on every child is a blessing, that hasn't left the core of what advisory is. And so, and a few funny little quotes. First one being, my advisory is really sweet and funny, and they really do care for me, and I can see that, which that's student feedback, right? Clear and critical. But also, though we might seem very crazy and out of control, we're very hardworking and dedicated. Well, most of us, right? And that comes from students that are self-aware of the situation, but we know we love all our kids. And there's no bad students, just they have different levels of energy, and we need to support that and cultivate that. Yeah, of course.
And then, so I just want to highlight that even with all the great things happening on our campus, we're still seeing things like other middle schools. I also wanted to bring it to the board, especially if you've heard what other boards may be doing or what other schools may be doing that we can learn from. We don't want to try to figure this all out in isolation, but thinking of it, because it's now more discreet, students are able to do it in different places, classrooms, bathrooms, on the way to school, and the fact that, which is really making it hard, that they get easy access from it because people are putting it on their Instagram, telling them to meet them at the gas station, unfortunately, telling them that you can have more than one and give it to your friend. So we're starting to see that this is just not happening on our campus. I went to the conference. It's happening everywhere, but we're just trying to figure out how to support it because we realize the saying that you're suspended is not the answer, because if that's the case, there's going to be an influx of it, suspension. And students are now more curious and having access more than ever, not only buying it, but at home, cousins, siblings, parents. So we just want to be transparent about it, realize that it's happening everywhere. If we know any best practices and ways that we can support our students. To highlight, so I will go pretty fast through this because we went over this in the past board meeting that we're all up for charter renewal and Inglewood is up first, and so we're excited about it. I just wanted to highlight that the academic years that they're going to be reviewing our data can be either last year and this year or this year and next year. Either way, this year matters, and so because of that, we hopefully based on the data that we get this year, it will be last year and this year's data, because last year we outperformed the state in everything. We're very, very proud of that. And we're hoping to replicate that. Yeah, oh, we should pause. That's a big deal. And so we're hoping that we're able to replicate it, because even two-thirds of our students are the same students who took it last year. So we're hoping to be considered on the high-performing track as qualifying as a gap-closing school. We know we talked about it at the last board meeting. That means that renewal eligibility will be 5 to 7 years, and we wouldn't have to go through the whole robust process. As an administrator, I would be very happy if I wouldn't have to. And also because it will be an honor to be a gap-closing school. So we're really excited to do that. And so that goes into the next slide, which how are we preparing for CAF? And we feel like we've been preparing for CAF all year long. We don't want to just use quarter four to say that we're just focusing on it. So when teachers are planning for critical thinking, all of that helps our students preparing for CAF. Using NWA data in the September and December to support our teachers' unit planning and our intervention placement of our students is helping prepare for CAF. And also our interdisciplinary unit exam, which is a part of our IBM, we feel that it's on the same rigor as CAF. We're hoping all of that all year long is preparing for CAF. So specifically for quarter four, our teachers have asked, can we help the prep earlier? Now not only have we prepared them for CAF, but let them kind of know what the test looks like and get them in that testing environment. We also want to create a testing schedule collaboratively with teachers so they have buy-in, because we are proud that we have such a high retention rate that most of our teachers have implemented and facilitated this test with their students last year, so they would have insight about what worked and what didn't work. Informing parents and students of the goal that we're having about renewal, that this is everyone's goal and we're not trying to do it with you, and also focusing on attendance, because that also can make or break it. We have to have 97% completion rate, and so no matter how hard we try, if we don't hit that, none of it matters. So really supporting students to come, as well as finding a way to make it fun. We don't want it to like drill it in them and they're not wanting to look forward to this, or we're hoping to work with our SEL department to do fun activities and events, and even just maybe a TIMSS competition to make all of this very relevant and very fun. So any questions about that in preparing for renewal? All right, well, lastly, our community events. So we're really proud. My goal eventually is that we are known as a community school. We're not working in silo, but we are positively impacting everyone around us, and that they feel comfortable coming to our campus. And I don't want to hear anymore, I didn't know you were there. I want to hear like, oh, that school over there. So we do monthly garden days. We had our Harvest Fest in the fall, which we have every fall. We had our Unity Festival this past winter, which I feel like we had over about 200 to 250 people come over the span of about 3 hours with different vendors. It was amazing. We also participated in the Inglewood MLK celebration with the booth. Thank you, Ms. Monse, for being there with us. It was really great. So we want to put it on your calendars now that Saturday, April 29th, from the 9 to 1, we are going to have our Earth Day Wellness Fest. But it's also our 10-year anniversary celebration. So if you can please come, we are going to have a brief ceremony. We're going to try to commemorate all of it in some type of activity. We're just wanting to be very proud that as a charter school on the corner of Yukon and Imperial, we are not just there, but we're thriving. And that concludes our presentation. If you want questions, like we tell our parents, please have a question. Let us know you're listening. That's a great question. Yes. So we have a weekly Tuesday letter that goes out every week. We actually, as much as we're environmental, we print it out so we know that not every parent gets it electronically, and we start early to prepare them, make sure they go to bed early. I think in the last testing we did, we had a student honor checklist, like, did you go to bed early? Did you eat breakfast? Or did you eat breakfast here? And then if you were able to check off everything that day in the box, you got to go in a raffle. So we're trying to, like, encourage our parents through talking points, which is our text message. Good night. Know they're having fun, but get them to bed because we're going to do tests. I'll wrap them in as much.
For the SEL piece, you mentioned that. Tier 1 was for open to everyone. Tier 2 is, like, identify for folks who... How do you identify the two folks? Are they self-identifying, or is it also recommendations or parents saying something?
Yeah,
Yeah, it's, and it's...
And there's also three, actually. We didn't put the third one, but there's all, like,
the... That's like
the
yeah, I could imagine it has scaling up. It's threefold. So a good portion of it is comes from the discipline process, like identifying students that have had a lot of discipline and going, hey, there's some additional need and support here that we need to identify. That's one. Two, a lot of family and or student self-reporting, like, I'm feeling a lot of things, like, I heard, I based on this lesson, I know I can go to you for more help. And others is teacher recommendations, like, hey, I've noticed some things happening with my students, right? They're not in trouble all the time. Don't engage. There's something there, and then once we learn more, we call families and get more information. We identify, like, oh, there's some need. Yeah, it's in these three categories: discipline, self with parent, and then teacher.
Well, thank you so much for your time. And our last plug is we actually have a Girl Scout troop on our campus, and so we have Girl Scout cookies. So please let us know if you'd like to buy the Girl Scout cookies, $6, or you just want to donate towards our Girl Scout troop.
Thank you.
Dr. Matthews and anyone else here with us, glad we
I'll just say your engagement and your passion is evident. Really appreciate what you guys.
Well, I'll start off that I would tell you your passion for your students is really evident by your passion that you brought to the team. I was really drawn in every aspect of the presentation, so thank you.
I just want to give appreciation to Danny for his first. Great, you did. I'm really proud.
I learned from you back here. You were one of the first teachers I met back when I my first introduction to the school. So.
I remember. Yeah, I remember. You were actually one of the first board members. So.
I'll take $5, by the way.
Five?
Why not? Okay. Before you leave, I'll pick you out if I can't get over there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Make sure one of them are in.
Thank you. One final thing, I just want to underscore, like, what Geneva said about, because it, to get outcomes that exceed the outcomes, we're talking about schools like Inglewood, but schools that are more affluent middle school. So, like, being a, like, to me, that gap closing status is how you see the transition. And we're getting ready for them to get into college and change the world. And that status is this extra.
Ready to move on?
We're good.
Okay. All right, the next item on the agenda are the consent items A through J. And we do a motion to approve those all at one time, but we discussion. But with that, so, any comments, anything that we want to discuss regarding any questions?
I don't think so. Just that on consent item B, I'm going to pass around. Oh, B is in boy?
Yep.
I'm going to pass around the certification of signatures to the board members today. So, That's it.
Okay, any questions, comments, concerns? Okay. Jason.
Aye.
Tina.
Aye.
Emma.
Aye.
Janina.
Aye.
Mr. Janina. Madhu.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Herb.
Aye.
Zetsky. Items A through J have been approved. On to...
So the upcoming date announcements are just that we have our next board meeting on June 5th and budget. From those committees. And I was just worried you guys were leaving, so I wanted to make sure we would. But we're going to give everyone time to for this time. If anybody wants to buy cookies from the Inglewood Girl Scouts, you could do so now. Get food if you want. Home too. I really appreciate it. I want to just take a moment. Here, but the leaders who are that they're holding this moment. And our Mr. Matthews and Jenny are exemplary. They have managed all day today and they can and the way through a challenging a way that is aligned with you know the fact that we read our mission and values every time us I think that every single thing we're asking is the values and then so with that, if you have some food, you guys can take some time, buy some cookies, and then we'll jump right in.
There's to-go things, take them for your family.
Computer on Earth, I don't know what charge you're on. It was charged, I left it charging. It should be fine, I just died during.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well...
I can't find it, or I can't find the charger.
Okay, let me see.
Oh, okay.
That's happening. Yeah.
You say it.
Oh, hi, everyone. I made it a week ago.
I don't know that there is a clerk.
Or I want to consider, even though it's tight, I didn't look at like application or anything.
Okay.
It's not very informal.
Okay, thank you.
Folder in your bag. Okay. Well, I'll ask anyone else? If not, we have 25 minutes for my review at the community.
Okay,
let me head out.
No, you're right. No, thank you. Yes.
Hi.
So I don't have cash.
Okay. Well, then he bought you a box of it. He donated $10. So which one would you like?
Just so we sell all the cookies. We have a lot of cookies. So even if you connect for Nas or a Find Away,
what's your earring? Yeah, they're pine cones?
Yeah, I like those. Can we get your card?
Of course I do. I'm so sorry.
No,
I'm working on that.
No, but I'll send something. I'll send a check.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And then you can give away.
Yes. Appreciate that. That'll be great for some of our families.
I've been there. I know how that is.
Appreciate it. Yeah, likewise.
Style. Yes.
Thank you. Good to see you. Thanks again, man. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Congrats on the little one.
Appreciate it. Yeah, thank you. I'm excited. We'll go. It's bath time now. I don't want to miss bath time.
It doesn't make sense. Like, and if I were funding them, I would.
That's my right hand right there.
That one. Yeah.
Ring my bell.
Yeah, no, I think our ideas are good.
And then there's an innovative tool.
I saw that one. Yeah,
it's
like that
go for
next year. Because that one will just, that one looks like you just get this money.
Yeah, that's the one I really want too.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk. Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you. He tried to drag me and it was hard, and I was like, I need to expose him. He says, oh, what's next?
We're not going
to
make it.
Help? Are you giving us that? That's nice.
Do you need
No, I was thinking, are you giving us the board member? That's going to be really nice.
I know, huh? You probably should.
Yeah, if we have it.
It's okay. I know. I'm just kidding. No big deal.
I was trying to connect everything on my end. I'm like,
It's perfect for hitting that button. You know what I mean? It's a perfect place for it.
Yeah.
Well, you did good. Thank you. Everything's solid.
I'll try to have the minutes.
Good. Yeah.
I'll let you know if I have any trouble.
So everyone understands the protocol here. We have to record that we're going into a closed session.
Okay.
We will then stop the recording, have our closed session, and then we'll come out of back. So Jeremiah?
Yes, sorry.
Stop the recording. Stated that we are going into closed session.
Can you do the vote first?
Oh, I apologize. I didn't.
No worries.
Of course.
Yes.
So we do need to take a vote on going into closed session or adjourning to closed session. I have a motion for the closed session. Have a second. Okay, Mason.
Hi.
Zena.
Hi.
Thelma's no longer here. Anthony. Hi. Janina.
Hi.
Hey, Janina. Kennedy.
Hi.
Herb.
Hi.
We have a vote to adjourn to closed session.
Didn't I say?
Oh, I'm sorry if I had you check mark. I usually put a little dot by. Thank you. So the board met in closed session for the superintendent evaluation and decided to renew the CEO's contract at no increase at this time by unanimous vote. And so with that, we will vote on the ratification of Fernanda's employment agreement. And just to make sure, we'll get that agreement, but we're voting on the ratification of that agreement. So with that, if I can get a motion to ratify Fernanda's agreement.
So motion.
And I got Kennedy as well. Okay. Mason.
Janine, I second the motion.
Okay, well, you third. Well done.
Aye.
Mason.
Aye.
Anthony, aye. Janina.
Aye.
Nadu.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Herb. Aye. Betsy.
Aye.
We have voted to ratify your employment agreement.
Thank
for
you
not
very much.
Employment agreements, for the record. With that, I ask for a motion to adjourn. I may have a motion. I do. Do I have a second?
Yes.
That's the, all right, Mason.
Aye.
Anthony. Aye. Janina.
Aye.
Do.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Herb. Aye. Betsy.
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned. Thank
you,
everyone.
Thank you.
Sorry,
hour
it was
over,
so long. I really apologize. Thank you, guys.
I think
I live right up the street.
You must do it.